Workers in fluorescent yellow vests dig dirt at a construction site alongside Highway 82. This is the latest sign of development and recovery at Willits.
This whole project and Whole Foods under Mariner has gone at land speed record to get approved. I think it's really apparent that the community approves and welcomes the hotel.
Jackie Witsit is mayor of Basalt. She's speaking near the construction site where developers, government staff, and others involved in the project are gathered. The new hotel is called Element by Weston. It's designed to be environmentally friendly and will feature large rooms so families can stay multiple days. It could attract 45,000 guests annually and eventually bring more than $100,000 in tax revenue to local government coffers. Besides the hotel, other buildings are planned in the Willits Town Center. It covers 15 acres in the Mid-Valley. After the hotel's complete, developer Ryan Anderson says build-out will reach its halfway mark.
You know, having the additional rooms here and visitors here is going to really keep things going because there's a lot more. While it looks like we've done a lot, there's still a lot to build.
His group is Kansas City-based Mariner Real Estate. It purchased Willits in 2010 after the recession stopped development here. He credits Whole Foods for helping the area thrive. Still, it's difficult to attract retailers because it's rural.
You know, the tough sell we have is the trade area. You know, it's not a typical retail area. You know, if we buy something in Phoenix or Kansas City or Chicago or Denver, you know, it's a lot easier sell.
The next construction project is a three-story structure with retail spaces and affordable housing units. A performing arts center and a second hotel could eventually be built here. The Weston's Element Hotel is scheduled to open in time for ski season next year. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.